This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Elon Musk has urged a federal judge to shift a trial in a shareholder lawsuit out of San Francisco because he says negative local media coverage has biased potential jurors against him. It said in a filing submitted late Friday, less than 2 weeks before the trial was set to begin on January 17th, Musk lawyers argue that it should be moved to the federal court in the Western District of Texas. That district includes the state capital of Austin, which is where Musk relocated his electric car company, Tesla, in late 2020. The shareholder lawsuit stems from Musk's tweets in August 2018 when he said he had sufficient financing to take Tesla private at $4.20 a share, an announcement that caused heavy volatility in Tesla's share price. A Missouri-based student loan company has found itself at the center of a lawsuit blocking student loan forgiveness, and President Joe Biden's administration says its role could set a strange legal precedent moving forward. It's a critical year for millions of student loan borrowers as Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in student debt will have its day in the Supreme Court on February 28th. For over 2 months, implementation of the relief has been blocked due to two lawsuits against the administration. One was filed by two student loan borrowers who did not qualify for the full $20,000 amount of relief, and another by six Republican-led states who said the relief would hurt their state's tax revenues, along with that of the student loan company Mohela. While the administration has pushed back on the arguments in both cases and claimed neither of them have a standing to sue, the latter involving Mohela is complex, given that the company itself denied it had any involvement in the case in November following the Eighth Circuit ruling that blocked the relief. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has shown continued progress with his recovery after his cardiac arrest and on-field collapse and expects to be released from the hospital in the coming days, a source told CNN. 6 days after 24-year-old Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed during the game against the Cincinnati Bengals, the NFL star on Sunday posted a photo of himself on social media that shows him sitting up in his hospital bed.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
An ex-movie producer convicted of sexual assault could get 18 years in prison.
The shamed one-time movie producer was found guilty in December on three counts of sexually assaulting a woman a decade ago. With Weinstein's lawyers appealing the rape conviction from the New York courts 3 years ago, prosecutors would have another option for keeping the 70-year-old Weinstein behind bars. Weinstein has maintained his innocence. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Prince Harry may have stepped back from his royal duties in 2020, but he and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry is telling his own story in a new memoir coming out Tuesday called Spare, a nod to his backup role in the line of succession. The book is a stunning break with royal protocol. It's a deeply personal account of Prince Harry's decades-long struggle with grief after the death of his mother, Princess Diana, and a revealing look at his fractured relationship with his father, King Charles, his stepmother, the Queen's consort, Camilla, and his brother, Prince William, the heir to his spare. Prince Harry tackled a host of accusations in his latest tell-all interview, from claims of racism in the royal family and his feud with brother William to Camilla's marriage to William. The remarks were made during a sit-down with ITV's Tom Brady and CBS's Anderson Cooper ahead of the official release of the Duke of Sussex memoir, Spare. Prince Harry was on CBS's 60 Minutes and describes Camilla as the villain. He says nothing he has written is intended to hurt his family.
None of anything that I've written and anything I've included is ever intended to hurt my family.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra loss, class.